I'm not in the business of advising politicians, but if I were, this is the memo I might send to Hillary Clinton, titled Possible Endgame Scenarios.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
After much thought, I think it would not be a good idea to launch a write-in campaign as an independent after the August convention. You would be widely condemned as a spoiler, just like Ralph Nader. You should focus your attention on gracefully bowing out no later than June the 3rd, and until then, avoiding any bad feeling with Senator Obama to the extent that you can. You should concentrate on what gestures Obama may be willing to make. First, the VEEP option. Well, a lot of Democrats say you, as running mate, would make this a dream ticket. It is my considered opinion, however, that Senator Obama wouldn't go for that. Some in the Obama camp are already saying this race does not need another senator. Lightning could strike, but don't count on it. A cabinet post is not excluded, but I gather you would not be interested. So, a peace treaty. It should include an understanding that Obama would help to retire your whopping campaign debt. That would make him look gracious in victory. He may also ask you to campaign for him, and thus help to unify the party. Would you consider that? As to timing, you should start phasing out your assertions that you're in this until the bitter end. Your announcement of your withdrawal should not be made after a primary defeat, but after a big win, so that you seem to be magnanimous. Perhaps it can be arranged for Senator Obama to be with you when you make your announcement. That would be a nice unity thing. Whether you want to have your husband present, well, that's up to you. As I said, a memo I might send to Hillary Clinton. Actually, I don't think I will. This is Daniel Shore.